Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this momentous Monday, we welcome you to the OPT Network. Also want to remind you that if you want to reach out and connect with the OPT Network, you can do so by sending any correspondence to our offices at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. You can zip it up with 71302. Or you can go, once again, to the website, send any of your entry forms, any of your information. You can send it to www.onpointcxmas.com. Or you can simply reach out by picking up the phone and dialing us at 318-445-5658. Well, it is Momentous Monday. We hope that your work week and your school week is off to a very good start. If you are just venturing out, it's 7:37. Today is January 14th. And as we were leaving and arriving here in town, it was a misting rain. Kind of got a little bit harder as we drove a little bit further, but sort of raining off and on. And the temperatures have dropped substantially, so it is colder outside. So we want to remind you, with all of the flu bugs, the cold and flu that's happening, kids that are standing outside at bus stops, kids that are walking to school or just getting on the bus, you know, or getting in the car, make sure that those kids are bundled up, because this is the kind of weather. I mean, the weekend, you see, people were wearing shorts. And now today, it's cold outside. So make sure that you're bundled up. Make sure kids are bundled up. And as you're driving in, make sure that you give yourself enough time to get there safely and on time. School zones are in effect until 9 a.m., so we want you to be mindful. Please slow down. Help our crossing guards. Help our resource officers. And most importantly, help our school bus drivers. Sometimes I know it's just very inconvenient to get behind a school bus, but if you have the misfortune sometimes of getting behind a school bus, we want to ask that you stay engaged, slow down, and get there safely, and help everybody to get to their destinations, whether it's work, school, or wherever you're headed this morning, safely. Once again, it's Monday. We hope that you are getting your momentum going. If you're like me, I am drinking literally from my big cup of momentum. I have a big hot cup of tea because it is so chilly outside, and sometimes it just helps to soothe your throat, makes you feel a little bit warmer inside, and helps the morning go just a little bit better. So we hope that your Monday, your momentous Monday, is off to a great start. It's 7:39 a.m. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you what's on point.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together, purely and simply, for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your momentous Monday started, it's 7:45, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Field, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information about home, auto, or life insurance, you can phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Also, we want to remind you about Selah Beauty Supply. It is a new beauty supply right here in Alexandria, serving not only Alexandria, but central Louisiana. They've got 7,000 square feet of just amazing beauty supplies, whether you're looking for hair, you're looking for weave, you're looking for jewelry, you're looking for extensions, whatever it is you're looking for, Selah Beauty Supply, they absolutely have it. They're located at 4011 Lakeside Drive, and that's right off of MacArthur behind the McDonald's. They're now open, and you can phone them by dialing 318-442-8950. If they don't have it, if they don't have what you're looking for, they will absolutely get it for you. Now, changing gears just a little bit, DC, we talk about today being Momentous Monday. Well, we hope that everybody had an incredible weekend. For us, our weekend was a little bit different because we did not, believe it or not, we did not fish this weekend. The first weekend in a long time. Why are you chuckling? We did not fish. It was a great weekend, though, and it was a weekend filled with good family fun, and fishing is good family fun, but it was just a little bit different because our family, if you have listened to the OPT Network, know that we love sports, and so it was a weekend filled with playoffs, DC, and the first team that I got to talk about, of course, is Ray Lewis, the Baltimore Ravens, stunned. They stunned us, too, but they stunned the Denver Broncos.
Yes, they did.
Now, we were pulling for both of those teams because we like Peyton, really wanted to see him do it this season and see him win another Super Bowl. But we really like Ray Lewis. We like the man that he's been on and off the field and what a leader he has been for the Baltimore Ravens. But this, DC, a close game.
Absolutely, it was.
38-35, right when it looked like, you know, it looked like Denver had it wrapped up. The momentum, you talk about momentum. It looked like Denver had the momentum at the last, really, seconds of the game, and then Baltimore pulls it out.
Joe Flacco said no.
The Ravens said no, and the Ravens end up eking out a win, DC, 38-35. What an exciting game. If you love the game of football, if you love the NFL.
Excellent game.
I mean, but you know, all of the momentum, speaking of momentum, seemed to be leaning on the Denver Broncos' side. They had an 11-game winning streak into the postseason, and they just really haven't lost at home to the Ravens. And so all of the pundits had really chosen Peyton and the Broncos, but I love what Ray Lewis said at the end of the game, DC. You know, when they counted him out, he said, you know what? We were praying. He said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so, you know, you got to love it. And, you know, I know it's the game of football, but boy, even in the game of football, prayer changes things. So Baltimore Ravens will move on. Also played on yesterday, the Dirty Birds, the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh,
man.
They barely pulled it out.
Was that was insane.
Man, Seattle had them. They had them.
I mean.
Couldn't hold it.
But.
Couldn't close the deal.
They could not close the deal. But it looked like in the beginning, it looked like the Falcons were just.
They dominated.
You know? And, you know, but then the Seahawks come back from this 21-0 lead and almost beat the Falcons. And, you know, you just have to ask yourself, it's been about 4 years since they've progressed on, if they're going to be able to go any further. I mean, a tough game, you would have thought that they would have just blown the Seahawks out.
Yes, but the Seahawks, they've got a good team. Excellent quarterback, rookie quarterback.
Yeah, so... You know, kudos to the Atlanta Falcons and their team moving on. And a lot of.
Well, Carla, at that game, really, the Seahawks should have, you know, they really shouldn't have come back. But once they did come back, they probably should have won the game.
Uh-huh.
They gave them the ball back with 31 seconds left.
Man, I tell you, we were screaming and hollering.
And
was it 13? No, it was actually.
It was about 13 seconds
no,
left.
No, it was actually less than a minute when Atlanta got the ball and they threw two passes. And they were in field goal range.
But then, the craziest thing happens.
Absolutely,
the coach calls a timeout to ice the kicker.
Absolutely.
And the kicker, he lets it rip.
He missed the kick.
And he misses the kick. But I mean, and so we.
And he used his last timeout with that.
Mm-hmm.
Had he had another timeout, they may have been able to throw the ball across the center and get closer in the field goal range, and they would have had a chance to win if he wouldn't have went with that ice to kicker crap.
And you call it crap. A lot of people.
Yeah, I call it.
You know, a lot of people, for a lot of people, I think it's. A little bit
it's
of
a strategy.
It's a strategy.
I just don't care for that particular strategy.
But if it would have worked, you know.
It's not working ever.
You don't think it's ever working?
No, it's not working for anybody. I mean, if they missed the kick. And what he was trying to do was ice the kicker. He didn't want the kicker to get that practice kick. And what happened was the guy got the practice kick off and got himself aligned properly.
Yeah.
And then after he kicked it, he nailed it.
Yeah.
So he lost his timeout, which he could have used in the next series after the guy made the kick and the guy may have missed the kick. Now, he may have not missed it.
Right.
You know, but you would still have your time out.
Exactly. And you know what? It's like after he got that kickoff, after they called the timeout, he knew exactly what he needed to do.
Absolutely. He looked like it.
You know, and look, these games this weekend were so close. That was a 30-28 victory for the Falcons. But, I mean, the Falcons just... I mean, they just icked it out.
I mean, the last 3 or 4 years, they've been the top seed and couldn't get past the bye week.
Yeah.
I mean, they get the bye and they couldn't win the first playoff game, and they finally got that monkey off their back.
And you know what? It was good to see them get that monkey off their back.
Not if you're a Saints fan.
Well, I mean, what are you going to say? You know, since the Saints are not in it, you...
No, the Saints fans, though, in Atlanta...
Yeah, they have a long history.
Bitter rivals.
But, I mean, I personally, I'm going to say I hope that the Falcons will progress on. But after watching them play last night, you just got to wonder, you know.
Well, San Francisco, they look hot.
Their quarterback is a beast, huh?
They look like the team to beat. I mean, you know, they look like they are going to win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. They just really blew past the Packers, 45-31. I mean.
Snatched their dreams. What you call them? Dream what?
Dream Bandits.
Yeah, they snatched it.
Yeah, so it was an exciting weekend of football. And so we can't wait to see the upcoming games. It's just always great moving towards the Super Bowl.
And then there's the Patriots, of course.
Oh, well, yeah, the Patriots and the Texans.
They just dominated the Texans yesterday.
I mean, what do you say? Tom Brady is just, he's masterful.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Yeah, he's the real deal. And I think that, you know, everybody's kind of just getting excited. This is the time of the year, even if you're not a big NFL watcher and supporter of the game, you know, everybody is getting ready for the Super Bowl, D.C. And this year, Beyonce is going to be the leading act for the Super Bowl. And she's also going to be singing the national anthem at the presidential inauguration. So Beyonce is really going to be the person to watch in the next few events. So it promises to be exciting. We can't wait to see what's going to happen. And you know, I'm really anxious to see if Ray Lewis, DC, at the end, you know, that line. They're saying it's the oldest line in the NFL, and you just wonder if prayer is going to be enough to push them all the way through. You know, at the last few seconds of the game, they pulled it out, and, you know, when you heard Ray Lewis open up his mouth, you just knew that they were a praying team. So it was a great weekend. And on the other side of the coin, if you are not an NFL watcher and you're a Miss America watcher, two great stories came out of this year's 2013 Miss America contest. Of course, Mallory Hagan, Miss New York, 23-year-old, tap danced her way into the crown this year, as many people. She tap danced. Yeah, tap dancing is it takes skills. Yeah, and so
awfully good looking tap dancer.
She is a good looking tap dancer, and she's talented. And for many people who listen to the OPT network, she was crowned by Laura Kepler, Miss America 2012, which she was a guest on the OPT network. But I say all that to say that out of all of these stories this weekend, we love great stories. And there were some great stories that came out of the Miss America pageant. And one of those was that for the first time in the pageant's history, there was an autistic contestant.
Wow.
Yeah, Miss Montana, Alexis Weinman, 18 years old, was mildly autistic and had been diagnosed since she was 11 years old. And so we talk about on this show the realm of possibility. And when you look at the milestones that she had to overcome to be the first and to do something that many people probably thought would not, could not ever be done, and she did that. Although she did not win the pageant, it was a great milestone for the pageant. And then there was another great story. Miss Washington created a lot of controversy because her platform was something that we talk about a lot, breast cancer. And she was saying that her platform would be breast cancer, and her mother died from breast cancer when she was 16. Her aunt died of breast cancer, and she carried the gene, the BRCA1 gene, that says that chances are she would have breast cancer in her lifetime as well. And so one of the things that she was going to do after the pageant was she was going to have a double mastectomy, although she had not yet been diagnosed with breast cancer. And so it brought a lot of attention to the pageant. It brought a lot of attention to breast cancer. And a lot of the pundits, of course, got involved and wondered whether or not this was just hype to get her more attention, to get her favor from the judges, or if this was the real deal. And after researching and looking at her story, she has a long family history of breast cancer. And she even said that if she had one, that she would have the surgery during her reign just to bring more attention to breast cancer. And ladies, this is something, whether you agree with her decision to have a double mastectomy, even though she does not yet have breast cancer, it is a decision I think that only the person can make. Until and unless you are in those shoes, nobody really understands the magnitude of having such a deep family history. So this was really, DC, not only a momentous weekend, it is going to be a momentous Monday, even though it's a little bit slick and a little bit wet.
You're right.
And a lot of people had some challenges this weekend, but you know what? A lot of overcomers. It's Momentous Monday, and if you're just getting your morning started, we want to get rocking. You're on point, everybody. We got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Let me show you to know me well, cause I got a whole lot to bring. Add a little flavor in the disco. Hope you like the tempo. Let's go, move your feet.
I just need flow. So many ladies in the game right now who wanna rock with the Chris on a microphone. I've been studying Miss Billy, Miss Ella, Miss Sarah Vaughn, and Miss Natalie Cole. All my people locked up, never give up, just hold your head up. All my baby mama's hardworking, pretty mama, just move ahead. Oh, all my down. My Midwest people in the place, just rock, rock with me, rock, rock.
Let's ride.
Hey, let's ride.
Oh, yeah.
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 Let's ride.
Hey, let's ride.
Oh, yeah. Let's ride.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Chantel Lewis-Harrell, speaker and training consultant, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT network. If your morning is just getting started, we hope that you have Monday's momentum. It's 6 minutes after eight. Today is January 14th, and this segment is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're looking for an incredible gift for that very special person, or you're looking for wonderful home decor, you can find it at Terra Home. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. And you know, as we were talking in the last segment about breast cancer, we are never going to stop reminding you that every single woman that is 40 years old or older, or if you have a family history of breast cancer, that you absolutely must get your mammogram done. Now, for free mammograms, doesn't matter if you're uninsured, underinsured, you can phone Cabrini Hospital. Diane Kitts is the contact person. The number to phone is 318-487-1122. And you know what? Cabrini Hospital just takes care of our community, not only with state-of-the-art community, but with the ability to just care for the community that they serve. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're switching gears just a little bit, and we're talking this morning about the Southern University System and Communities of Color Network. And what it is, their mission is to eliminate health disparities caused by or related to tobacco consumption in Louisiana communities of color by building coalitions, enhancing awareness of the dangers of tobacco, and reducing tobacco consumption and secondhand smoke exposure. Well, they are celebrating a very, very important milestone. And here to talk about that is the Southern University Ag Center Communities of Color Network Regional Coordinator, Chantel Lewis-Harrell. Chantel, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Carlette. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we are celebrating. You guys are celebrating. I say we because when one community does something or one organization does something, it really has a wonderful effect on the rest, we hope. And so this is the first year that you guys have approved or gotten approved 100% tobacco-free campuses at Southern University. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely, Carlette. We are very excited. This was an unprecedented move that was voted upon by the SU Board of Directors. And I just really feel that Southern University and the Communities of Color Network are really setting the standard for other colleges to follow as well. So we're very excited. We are just trying to produce healthier, tobacco-free campus where people could live, work, and learn. So we're very, very excited about what's taken place this past year.
Absolutely. So this is 1 year that we celebrate this. Talk about the impact of what this will mean, not only for Southern University, but as you said, for other campuses and universities, not only in Louisiana, but hopefully around the country.
Well, tobacco remains the number one leading cause of preventable death. Thousands and thousands of people die each year untimely because of tobacco-related illnesses and also from secondhand smoke exposure. So our mission is to educate and hopefully eradicate this killer from our community. And if we can do so through this policy implementation, then another college will catch on, and then hopefully another college will catch on. And before you know it, we've eliminated this killer. So that's our goal. It's a daunting task, but it's very, very doable.
Absolutely. And I think you're right on point by saying it is a daunting task because people really have not, and by and large, we don't adapt well to change. Talk about how the challenge of getting this measure passed, how it was, because it took several years before you were able to actually get this done.
Absolutely, it did. And you're absolutely right. Change is hard. We are creatures of habit, so we kind of want to stay in the same mode of operating that we've been operating in from years past. But all of the health warnings really, really point toward a healthy community. Mm-hmm. And this policy, it did receive some resistance, but not much. We got a lot of support, especially from the citizens of Central Louisiana. We got a lot of support from the community members, from the SDU Alumni Associations, and from people that were actually on the campuses. So people want to work and live in an environment that's healthier for them, and it doesn't put their health at risk. Mm-hmm. So I think this policy, it's a huge win-win for everyone. Mm-hmm. And we're just really excited that the SU system and the communities of color have led the way to build those healthier communities.
Absolutely. And one of the things, in addition to Southern University and making that campus smoke-free, you guys are really proponents for helping other organizations to get involved, like churches and communities. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Carlette. We like to go into any nonprofit organization, any faith-based community, and go in and educate people on the dangers of this killer. We do have something called the 100% Tobacco-Free Church Initiative, where we work with churches to implement a tobacco-free policy. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't just stop with colleges and universities. We're going into those places that can really, really impact and influence people within the African-American community to live tobacco-free lives. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is interested in that, just get in contact with me and let me know. Your church can be a part of this this history-making effort.
Absolutely. And we've had this conversation before. And when I say we, the OPT Network has really been a part of smoke-free mm-hmm. and the whole gamut to bring about change. Talk about why it's so critical and so important, most especially in the African-American community.
Well, it's so important to our community because we are disproportionately affected by the use of tobacco. Statistics are startling. Mm-hmm. They show that more than 1 in 5 African-Americans smoke. Over 47,000 of us die prematurely each year as a result of tobacco-related illnesses. And Louisiana ranked second, Carlette, in the mm-hmm. nation as having the highest number of African-American smokers. So that's huge. So our work is taxing, but mm-hmm. we try to get out there and we just try to educate people. And if someone wants to quit, we show them ways that they can quit, and we just try to give them as much information as possible so they can make an informed decision that will positively impact their health
right.
and the health of their family as well.
And as we talk about this issue, as it disproportionately affects African Americans, when we were, we've had the Surgeon General of the United States of America on the show, and she talked about this very same issue, Chantel. Mm-hmm. And one of the things mm-hmm. that we're seeing is that younger and younger kids are starting to smoke, i.e., mm-hmm. you know, creating longer habits of smoking. Have we mm-hmm. come to any, and I ask her this, how do we begin to implement change and opening up this conversation?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, it's many ways that we can do that. The first thing, we believe, starts through educational awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Once we begin to inform people what the dangers are, then they are made aware of what this killer is doing to their bodies, mm-hmm. to the community, and also to their families. The next thing would be policy implementation, because you know you really can't get much done if those policies are not in place, and not only are they not in place, but if they're not actually enforced. So I believe through educational awareness and policy implementation, I think those two key factors are going to help us eradicate this killer and also reduce the number of young smokers.
Absolutely. Now, Chantel, we just had a caller as we're talking about this, and this is a very, very important subject, and a lot of people, as New Year's resolutions, have decided that they would quit smoking. One lady just called and said, you know what? I quit smoking because I found out that there is formaldehyde in cigarettes. Now, we know that there are a lot of chemicals contained mm-hmm. in cigarettes. Is formaldehyde one of those?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And there are over 4,000 chemicals that are found in just a little bitty cigarettes. There are tons of things mm-hmm. that are found, rat poison, mm-hmm. Like you said, formaldehyde, and mm-hmm. we know what formaldehyde is used
mm-hmm.
for. So
mm-hmm.
it's carbon monoxide as well. And all of these chemicals are hazardous to your health. So, yes, there are many different dangerous, harmful chemicals that are found that the tobacco industry for years did not want us to know about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's finally coming out, and people are becoming informed about what they're doing to their bodies. And I think when people are made aware, then they'll make the right decision to do what's best for themselves.
Absolutely. And these are issues, Chantel, that we've got to keep bringing into the forefront. And for those churches, and, you know, we call on our churches a lot because they are in our communities. They are leaders. But how can those churches get on board with bringing these sorts of programs into their churches?
Well, just get in contact with me, and I can go through all of the steps. And really, it's very simple. It's a free program. We just go in and we conduct several educational awareness activities with different churches.
Mm-hmm.
And once we've conducted about three or four activities with the church, then we implement that policy. And you're right, the faith-based community, they are the foundations of the African-American community.
Mm-hmm.
They're extremely influential.
Mm-hmm.
All of the church leaders are very influential, and people listen to them when they speak, and they encourage them on taking steps to better their health. So if they just let me know, then I could definitely get them started in the right direction.
Absolutely, Chantel, because there are all sorts of programs that people that have resolved, and we talked about this really on Friday, how important it is to stick to those good habits that we create. And we know we're 14 days into the new year, a lot of people having lots of challenges. What's the most important thing, Chantel, that you can say to people of all ethnic groups? Because we know that smoking does not only affect African Americans, although African Americans are disproportionately affected, but it affects us all. What is the most important thing that we can share with our listeners this morning?
I think the most important thing to share is that tobacco use not only affects you personally, but it affects those around you.
Mm-hmm.
It affects your family. It affects those for generations to come. So I think that is the one thing that I want to leave with everyone today. If you stop smoking, not just for yourself, but you will stop smoking for those people that are around you, I would encourage people to set the example for a healthier, mm-hmm. tobacco-free life. And always remember that the decisions that you make today will affect the course of your life. So if anyone's considering smoking, quitting smoking, I tell them to make a plan, stick with their plan, and keep reevaluating why they want to smoke. They could get help. They
mm-hmm.
could get some support. Cessation resources are out there. And just remember that it's not always about you, but it's also about those generations to come. So I'd leave that thought with them.
Absolutely.
Just remember, it's about you and other people.
Absolutely. The Southern University System and Communities of Color Network Regional Coordinator Chantel Lewis-Harrell. Chantel, thank you for the work that you guys do, and thank you for being the change that you want to see.
Thank you so much, Carlette, and have a tobacco-free day.
Absolutely, we will. We're going to take a quick break here. It's 19 minutes after the hour. It's Momentous Monday, and you're on point. We're back right after this.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living, and I would like to say thank you to Parlet Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentous Monday. And this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. You can get all your favorite channels, sports channels, plus so much more, even HD, when you simply phone 318-767-2220. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish for all of your home, auto, life, insurance, and banking needs in and around Avoyelles Parish. You can phone Kyle Wolf and his team by dialing 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Well, everybody, we hope that your Monday is getting off to a great start. We hope that your work week, you know, we say it all the time, you know what? In order to have a great week, you got to start Monday off on the absolute right foot. And when you start Monday off with the momentum that you need, it just powers you into having a great week. And you start simply by saying that I have got my momentum on Monday. It is going to be a great day. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what's thrown at you, you just kind of confess that today is a great day. And you know what? In order to get to Friday, you got to start with Momentous Monday. Well, switching gears just a little bit, you know, there is a study on absolutely everything. And one of the studies that we were looking at is what your walk says about you. Yeah, what your walk says about you. You know, we look at our young people, and they are so slow moving, and they are so just nonchalant. And so I just wondered, DC, what the experts had to say about that. And they say that your walk can speak volumes about you. And this is according to a body language expert. Her name is Patty Wood. She is the author of Snap, Making the Most of First Impressions. And really, when you walk into a room, that, for most of us, is the first impression. And so you want to make sure that your body language is on point. And they say your body language conveys the true emotion of how you feel. And a lot of these movements are really unconscious. So we're absolutely unaware that we're doing it. And we're unaware that we're walking a little slower than normal, or we're unaware that our shoulders are slumped. And so this morning, we want to just talk to you about, especially if you're trying to make a good first impression, if you're going for a job interview, or you're just trying to step your game up a little bit. One of the things that she says that you need to do is you need to, the speed of your walk. She said your speed is very, very important. She says pace yourself, and it helps your state of mind. She said the slower you walk, the more internal dialogue that you have. So you don't want to walk too slow, and you don't want to walk too fast. So you want to pace yourself. And then she says, DC, you want to lift yourself up. And for a lot of us are slouching, and we don't even know it. And sometimes when you look at yourself in pictures, you'll find that you were slumped over, or you weren't really standing very straight. But she says that the center of your gravity can indicate anything from depression, pain, or just feeling emotionally down. So you want to bring your gravity up, and you do that by standing up straight. And so she said, if you're feeling the walk in your hips and in your knees, that typically means that you're walking lower. So you want to lift, and as I'm saying this, I'm lifting myself up, and feel the stretch underneath your rib cage. And so way down to your belly button. So lift yourself up this morning, and this just hopefully gets you on the right path. And she says, quiet step. And this is where I walk really, really hard. She said, a quiet walker typically doesn't want to intrude, and timid steps might indicate that a person has a low confidence level. It's a reflection of how they step through life. Isn't that interesting? And she said, to appear more confident, lengthen your stride instead of taking small steps forward. And so it's just little things that you just don't think about. And you know what? These are things that we can share with our kids, because the next generation seems to be a generation of slower movers, almost slowful, where they're slouching, they're walking so slowly. And we tell Deuce Christmas all the time, get some gumption. And your walk says, I think, a lot about what kind of gumption you have, what kind of get up and go that you have. And it says a lot about you. And oftentimes, people are watching you when you're not even watching yourself, if that makes sense. Sometimes people are watching the way that you move toward a situation, or the way that you're moving. And so this morning, sometimes I know on Monday mornings, it can be tough, because a lot of times we're feeling a little bit lazy from the weekend, and we're getting started a little bit slower than what we want to. You know, and I noticed that this morning with David, you got to make sure your kids are getting enough rest, especially on the weekends, if they've had long weekends, to make sure that they have the energy that they need to feel alert. And your body language says a lot about that. So we just wanted to share that tidbit this morning on helping you to see what others see. Because when you don't look at yourself, you don't really know what another person's perception of you is. But if you're aware that maybe you're dragging, and a lot of people just say it, oh, I'm dragging. Well, you know what? If you can have what you say, you don't want to say you're dragging in on Monday morning. You want to be up and alert and get your coffee, get your tea, whatever it takes for you to get that momentum to get yourself going, especially if you're moving into new endeavors. A lot of people in the coming weeks or so, we're going to be talking about people starting new businesses and what that means. Well, your presentation means everything. A lot of people may be going up for a job promotion, or a lot of people are out of work and looking for new jobs. And the way that you walk into a business, the way that you present yourself, will be the difference maker. You know that old saying, you never get a second chance to make a first impression? Well, hold your shoulders up high, get your center of gravity up, and it shows a sense of confidence, a sense that I'm okay, you're okay, I'm confident in myself. And when you walk into the room, you present that. And sometimes we just don't realize what we're saying when we walk into a room. And so it's just fruit for thought. And I was like, how interesting is that, that there is a study done on almost anything that you can think about. And as I said, for our kids, it's really important. The next generation of earners and workers, we want to equip them with the best information, and starting with how to present themselves, even how to present themselves at school. And that means if we're going to stand up straight and walk straight, we want to pull our pants up. We don't want to walk in slouched over with our pants sagging. There are just some general things, just little things that you can do that will make the difference in perception. And you know what they say. You know, perception is 9/10 of reality. So you might as well present yourself well. It's Monday morning. And if you're just getting started, we want to remind you to stay engaged. It's 8:37 a.m. It's Momentous Monday, and you're on point.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTondra Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Valerie Bayon Bandy, Executive Director of Family Counseling Agency, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us strengthen individuals and families through counseling, education, and advocacy. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and they've got some incredibly wonderful things coming up that we're going to tell you about in the next days and weeks to come. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is dedicated to excellence. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Of Oils Parish, and Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, and it is the best stop that you can make if you're traveling in on Highway 71. Now, talking about people traveling in and people trying to get there, it's 8:43. It's Momentous Monday, and today is January 14th. And you know, this morning, and it's all over the news, D.C., people are talking about the cold and flu season and how we have been hard hit. 47 states reporting just horrible cold and flu, you know, symptoms. And so this morning, people already know that if they hadn't gotten a flu shot, you need to get one. Or a lot of people have just decided they're just plain and simply not going to get one. And so a lot of people make that decision, but they say that it's the worst flu season ever. What do you say, DC? Well, DC said he's, well, you know, everybody kind of has their druthers about the flu shot. DC said he just doesn't get them. But it's really wise for older people and children to get vaccinated. And so we took Deuce Christmas to get his flu shot to make sure that he's protected. But this is what the experts say, DC. They said that there are some really hot spots. He says he sanitizes. He says there are some really germy hot spots to watch for. And a lot of those hot spots, quite frankly, are the places that you work in. But, you know, you don't want to actually seem like a germaphobe when you sanitize D.C.
It don't really matter how you seem.
It doesn't matter how you seem.
You just take care of your business.
Mm-hmm.
I like to make sure all the surfaces that we use are sanitized.
Absolutely.
That's just how I roll.
And the experts say that you are very wise for doing that, because they say that the hot spots, those things that you're using behind other people, are very, very conducive for germs. And so it would be wise, especially if you're using things behind other people, to sanitize.
Right.
And you do that for us every single morning.
Yeah, they didn't have to tell me.
They didn't have to tell you. It's just wise to do it, the experts say. And so we do that. We can say that's one of those things.
Absolutely.
That we do. And
it might be said that I over-sanitize.
Who might say that?
Some may say.
Some may say. Well, you know what, DC? I wonder if you can over-sanitize.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And using Clorox wipes and using disinfectant wipes.
Absolutely.
Are really, really important, especially as people are moving in and out and germs right. are spreading.
Right. It's nothing against anybody. It's just, you know,
mm-hmm.
you have people, you know, with colds, flu, mm-hmm. and things of that nature, and they're spreading it around, and people do it unintentionally.
Absolutely.
Nobody intends to do something like that, but, you know, you just can't help it. It's just life. You're living.
Absolutely. And it's just a product of your environment.
Right.
And so one of the things that the experts say is good hand washing habits. And I'll say this for adults, but I'll say it for our kids especially. You gotta stay on your kids, even bigger kids, about washing their hands, especially after they've been at school all day. They come in the house, DC, they're around other kids with germs and coughing. And moms, you already know that sometimes we send our kids to school when they're a little bit sick. And we do this because we have to go to work. And you know what? We feel bad, but we give them everything that we think that they need to kind of get them through the day. But sometimes we send them in a little bit sick. And there's no, you know, we've all done it. If you haven't done it, we'll just live a little longer, and you probably will too. And so since your kids are around other kids that are either getting the flu or getting over the flu, we want to make sure that our kids and adults wash their hands. And washing your hands in good hot water and keeping your hands clean is really, really critical. And sometimes we got to remind DC adults to wash their hands. As much as people preach about washing their hands, you'll see people that come out of the bathroom without washing their hands. And so if that's you, I mean, you just got to get a little bit better, especially in this cold and flu season. And if you live in Louisiana, the way that the weather is constantly changing, there are just little things that we can do to keep ourselves and the people around us better protected. So washing your hands is one. And I think that's critical. Remind your kids about washing their hands, especially after school. And during school, before they're eating, to wash their hands. They also talk about living spaces. A lot of people are living in houses where somebody had the flu and you're trying not to get the flu. So they're saying, again, to keep those common areas clean. Sanitize. Places like the faucet handles, light switches, remote controls, are some of the biggest germ holders, DC. Remote controls, computer keypads, if you're using a computer behind someone. Listen, I don't think there's any shame, DC. We bring wipes every day. I don't think there's any shame, DC, in bringing your wipes, especially during this time of the year.
It can be shame. I just don't shame it.
What did you say?
I just don't shame that either.
Right. And
I'm not ashamed about it at all.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, some people might feel a little bit uneasy about taking their wipes into work. But you know what? It's just a good way to kind of keep yourself and people around you
absolutely
safe.
Absolutely, because we don't want to get sick.
We can't get sick.
No.
You know, we were coming down. I was coming down with a little sinus stuff. But listen, I'm taking from my cup of momentum this morning. I am, you know, taking those over-the-counter drugs. And you know what? We're doing those little things that we can do. And we would encourage you to do those as well. You're on point, everybody. It's Momentous Monday. We've got to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Attention small business owners, the Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders: John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services; Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer; Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria; and Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center.
We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunkie. You can phone them by dialing 318-346-2540 in Opelousas. The number to phone is 337-942-9939. And McDonald's of Pineville. Well, as we are wrapping up this momentous Monday, you know, DC, we were talking about things and the germs and cold and flu season and how badly it's affecting America, 47 states. That's really just about everybody in America is affected by germs. Well, you know what? We can also be affected by people's attitudes, whether they're positive or negative. People can be contagious. And just like the flu, sometimes people that are negative will get on you and get in you. And so this momentous Monday, we want to encourage you not to let those contagious people ruin your day. Be around people that are positive. Optimism is said to be the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope or confidence. Helen Keller wrote that. And so this momentous Monday, especially as it's a dreary day, it's cold and rainy, we want to encourage you about being the change that you want to see, about being contagious in a good way, in a good, positive way. And I know Mondays can be tough. But I am telling you, it's all about your state of mind. And it's about the state of mind that you allow to surround you. And you know what? You can control that. You can control that by moving in and out of circles that are good and positive or circles that are bad and negative. You make the decision. And so, as always, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your momentous Monday with us right here on the official OPT Network. And you know what? We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. And we want to remind you on this Monday to love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe and above all, a momentous Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a great day. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointtalk.com.